Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning, God bless. This is Jeff Edwards. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you every Tuesday through Friday, right here at 9 o'clock. And we're here to establish you, to strengthen you, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. We're so thankful that you're tuning into the program today, no matter where you're at, all across the North and around the world, listening to this broadcast. We have friends and partners outside of Canada that listen to this broadcast as well. We want you to know that we're here for you. We love Northern Ontario. We're assigned to Northern Ontario. We want to be a connection point for you in your walk of faith. We want you to know that you're not alone, and that if you need prayer, you can call the toll-free prayer line right here at KFM. We partner together with KFM for this great prayer line all across the North, 866-772-9379. 866-772-9379. If you need prayer, somebody's here to pray for you. If you're having trouble in your finances or in your health, if you're believing God for a restoration in a relationship, and I just sense right now that there's several that are really struggling with their children. You don't know where your children are at right now. And you're praying and you're crying out to God, and you need somebody to come into agreement. God says it. He'll touch your children. Call the prayer line today. And know that's the seed that you can plant that could produce the harvest for your child. In the name of Jesus, we've been talking about the heart. We've been talking about seed, time, and harvest. We've been talking about the ground that God tells us is our heart. We've looked at Matthew, Luke, and Mark, all three records that deal with Jesus, who gave the parable of the sower soweth the word, and he dealt with it's the word of God that has the ability to change your life, but it's the heart that it's sown into that makes the difference about the harvest. I love what Dr. Tony Evans says. If God's word is not working, you need to check the ground it landed on, because there's nothing wrong with the seed. That's right. There's nothing wrong with the seed. We bring you good seed. I like it this way. You know, I'm not a farmer, but I've learned enough about talking to farmers, and they have what's called the seeding seed. That's the good seed. They save their best seed to plant for the next harvest. And you know, you may need to change some things that you're doing. And remember, a seed is every thought, every word, every deed, everything you possess is a seed. God tells us in Galatians chapter 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap. We've looked at the principles of seed, time, and harvest. We've seen the laws of sowing and reaping, that sowing always precedes reaping. You've got to put something in the ground if you're ever going to get a harvest. You know, we've learned that sowing involves both faith and risk. You know, sowing involves letting something go. Remember, the scripture we gave you was John 12:24, where it says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and it dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. That's how the process works. Jesus died. He was risen from the dead, produced much fruit. You and I, hallelujah. God loves you so much. He's bringing you the word. Remember, sowing is much more difficult than reaping. Why? Both of them involve work, but sowing, you've got to have faith in order to see the harvest. When you're reaping, you see the reward of your work right then and there. Sowing requires patience. Patience. You know, we've been sowing seed for years into Northern Ontario to change lives, and it's coming to you right day. Perhaps you're just now listening to this broadcast. You've never had Christian radio available to you before, and now you have KFM Radio for Life that you're able to tune the signal in. Share it with someone. Everyone that listens can become an evangelist if we'll just tell somebody, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker to go ahead and tune in at the local station so that they can have KFM Radio for Life. We're so thankful for Curtis and Shelley and their faith to continue to reach out. And from the humble beginnings of a seed, God is now producing a great network that's bringing many, many, many people to Christ. Remember, I gave you the prayer line at the beginning. If you need prayer, we're here for you. Reaping is a direct proportion to the size of what you're sowing. If you want much mercy, so much mercy. You want larger finances, so larger finances. If you want a difference in your health, begin radically doing some different things in your health. The nature of a seed determines the nature of the harvest. You plant corn because you want corn. You plant mercy because you want mercy. You plant finance because you want to see finances change. Can I tell you what? The people that have really gotten behind our Women of Worth conference are people that is coming up in March here, are people that know the power of a seed. They know the ability of a seed planted in the right ground will produce change, and they're willing to invest. You've got to be willing to invest in larger proportions to see. Yes, remember, I just told you a minute ago, Dr. Tony said it this way, that if you're not seeing the harvest, you got to ask yourself about the ground it's planted in. You'll always reap more than you sow. Always. Eventually, you're going to reap more than you sow. The seed sown secretly will be the seen openly at the time of reaping. I'll tell you, nobody saw me plant that apple tree. Nobody saw me plant that tomato plant. Nobody saw me plant that seed of finance. But they see the harvest of it begin to come into your life, and they'll go, oh, but they never seen the seed that was put in the ground. They don't know the sacrifice. They don't know the risk. They don't know the things that you've stepped out to do. We are responsible for our sowing. God is responsible for the increase. Listen to 1 Corinthians 3:6-8. Give God something to work with. Give him something to work with in your health, in your finance, in your family, in every relationship. Give God something to work with. It says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. That's right. God is responsible for the increase. Will you just settle that issue right now? You're responsible to sow the seed. You're responsible to sow it in patience, and you're responsible to sow it in faith. You're responsible to sow it in love. You're responsible to be diligent to keep the weeds off your seeds from, you know, negativity and the fear of what you've done, and believe God will bring the increase into your life. And the one who reaps is not always the same as the one who sows. You know, I'm reaping right now where other people have sowed. You're listening right now. And you're hearing the word of God, and you're perhaps coming to church, or you're contacting the prayer line, or you're supporting, you know, the local ministry in some way, shape, or form. Well, guess what? The seed went out. And someone else, the generations that have went before us, have prepared the ground. You know, God is preparing the ground. Right now, as this great network expands all across the North, it's because people have been willing to plant seed. Are you willing to continue to plant seed to see the North changed for Jesus Christ? That's why we bring you Give Me the Word. That's why we want to be a voice across Northern Ontario by a Northern Ontario ministry that lets you know that you're loved, that you're appreciated, that there's someone here to partner with you no matter what your church or non-church affiliation is. We're here for you to bring hope, to bring encouragement. We're here to remind you that God loves you and that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And with God, all things are possible. We're here planting seeds of faith into your life and allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work. Why? Ever recall a circumstance when your heart got hardened towards God? The event seemed to put an obstacle in your inner being that continually hinders you from the movement of God in a certain area of your life? We all have those arenas in life. Perhaps you had given financially and you'd not seen a harvest, and you finally said, that's it, I'm not doing that anymore. Well, the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. But if you faint not, in due season you'll reap. The Bible says sometimes we plant and we won't see the harvest ourselves, but it's for a future generation. Our responsibility is to obey and to plant it in faith. And sometimes when we don't see the desired results, we allow our heart to get hardened. Perhaps it's happened in a relationship. Perhaps it's happened in your health. Perhaps you're thinking right now, you've just given up on God because this whole Christian thing doesn't work. Well, can I tell you what? What's the heart? That's why we deal so much with the heart. Because if your heart's been hurt, your heart's been hardened, your heart's been wounded, then Jesus will heal the brokenhearted. Jesus will come right in, and we pray the balm of Gilead, the oil, the anointing of God would just touch you right now. The compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ would just touch you, that you would have an epiphany of a revelation of Jesus Christ right now. I often say it this way, Jesus, the creator of the universe, the sustainer of all things, the lover of your soul, has pursued you across all time before time ever was to let you know that he loves you. And it says the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance, to change. And God is well able to handle your anger and your hurt and your disappointment. But I'll tell you this, Jesus didn't disappoint you, because the Bible says if you put your trust in Him, He'll never disappoint you. I've seen lots of things didn't work out the way I thought they should work out, but can I tell you what? God has always been faithful. Because I've always grown from every situation. It's always given me a different perspective. It's always allowed me to have more patience and trust. And now I realize in life there are things that I just don't understand. There are some things that I don't understand. But can I tell you what? There's lots of things I do understand. And I do understand this, that God has chosen me. God loves me. That God has forgiven me. That God has a plan for my life. That God will never leave me and He'll never forsake me. That with faith all things are possible. That if I'll trust in the Lord and lean not to my own understanding, He will direct my steps. I've learned that no weapon formed against me can prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned. I've learned that when I want to give all glory to God, it's amazing what God will do in my life. I've learned this, that when it's all said and done, fear is eradicated out of my life when I trust in the love of God. You see, there are just some things in life that you only learn as you live life and go through the process of staying faithful. I know you're hurting. I know you're crying out. I know you think perhaps maybe God don't want anything to do with you because you've turned your back on Him. No, He loves you. He's waiting, just like when the prodigal son returned home. The father is running towards him, and he puts a new ring and a new robe on him and just says, I love you, and my son has returned. My son or my daughter, can I tell you this right now? The Lord is saying to you by His Spirit, He is not ashamed of you. He is not disappointed in you. He is not angry at you. He understands you. He remembers your frame. He knows the struggles that you're in, and He knows you just need His love and His kindness. Would you just allow Him to touch you this morning? I'm going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, it says the love of God shed abroad in our heart would draw all men. Lord, I thank you for that love being shed abroad. It says, Holy Spirit, that you are the illuminator, that you would give them right now a revelation of who they are in Christ Jesus, that those who don't know you, Christ, would come to know you and would accept you as Lord and Savior and cry out to you right now. Those that know you and have turned their back from you would return once again to the love that you have for them and know there is no shame, there is no guilt. No, it's gone in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be cleansed, be purified in His blood. Know that He loves you and He's reaching out to you right now. I see right now people just bowing their head before the Lord and raising their hand. You don't even know why you're raising your hand. You've never done that before. But you're simply acknowledging Him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I see right now in the name of Jesus that there are tears just going on across the north, that the hearts are melting, and that the warmth and the love of God, just like honey, is flooding over you with a great warmth and a great sense of security and protection. I can sense right now in the name of Jesus that those that had felt that God would not want anything to do with them are being lifted up and rejoicing because they're seen by the power of the Holy Spirit and the seed of the Word of God and the faith and the love in which I'm speaking. They're seeing God right now, His presence manifested. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Heal them. Heal the brokenhearted. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you right now. Your addiction is not you. I pray that addiction be broken in your life. I hear the cry of your heart. God hears the cry of your heart. And He's reaching out to you right now. Receive it. Quit struggling with Him. Just surrender your life to God right now. Just say, Lord, I give it to you right now. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my mind in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Cry out to the Lord right now. And know that He'll hear the cry of the righteous. Make your life right with Jesus Christ today. You don't know what's going to happen the rest of the day, but right now, this very moment, you can say, I receive you as Lord and Savior. Thank you for your forgiveness of all my sin. I give my life to you. I call you out. Holy Spirit, come fill me. You see, you can say that right now with all your heart. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible does the amazing thing. He recreates you in His image, or He cleanses you once again. And you're purified by the blood. It's that simple. Laws of harvest. What kind of ground is this word that I've been preaching to you today sowed into? If it's been went into fertile ground, then guess what? You're going to reap righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You're going to reap hope in the name of Jesus. You're going to see, I pray, in Jesus' name, that there would just be a cloud of victory to begin to be seen in your life. That just like the prophet, he looked, he saw a little crowd and said, rain's coming. I pray clouds of victory be seen right now all across the north. It's Jeff Edwards saying we love you. God loves you. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, join us Sunday morning, 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, we extend a personal invitation to you to come visit us or tune us online at restorechurch.ca. I have many friends and partners that do that. If you're outside of the greater Sudbury area and you don't have a church home, we'd like to connect you with a church home. Ladies, remember, women of worth, Saturday, March the 9th. It's just for you. It's a seed that's being planted, and I hope that you'll grab a hold of it and say, my heart's ripe, and you'll register today. 705-588-7600. Register at Gimme the Word is called out to you right now. We love you so much. Women of Worth, March the 9th. This is Jeff Edwards saying to you, God loves you. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.